now turn to part two. You'll hear a woman called Jill Firth talking about how she builds houses and other buildings out of straw. For questions 9 to 17, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Good evening. I've come here to talk to you about the buildings I design and build, using what some people view as a somewhat unlikely material, straw. Now, as you know, straw is the dried stalks of grain plants, like wheat and barley, long used for making things like baskets and hats, and in many parts of the world as a traditional roofing material. And it makes good walls, too. Although what you see is a solid wall, it's actually constructed out of blocks made of compressed straw, which are then plastered and painted. I've only been building in the material for 5 years, but interest is certainly on the increase. I've completed 16 projects in that time, everything from retirement bungalows on the coast of Scotland to stable blocks in central London. And my latest project is an extension which I'm building onto a barn at a Scottish farm. The owner's converting it into a bed and breakfast hostel, for walkers in particular, because this area attracts a lot of visitors. It's a fairly exposed spot, so I've gone for a round construction, which will be more stable in the heavy winds that are common here than, say, a rectangular one would be. I use bales of straw, which are largish, compact blocks, manufactured in regular sizes, which you place one on top of another in a set pattern. It's not unlike laying bricks. A wider range of skills is needed, because although the construction is wholly straw-based, other materials are used to hold the blocks in place. The first row of straw bales I secure into the foundations using metal pins, but after that, all the pinning is done with wooden pins. I prefer them because it's a much more sustainable material and it works just as well. Then, when the wall is in place, it's covered with plaster on both the outside and inside. So what you see is a normal wall. There's no straw showing anywhere. We've put all the water pipes and the electrical wiring in behind the plaster as we build, so it's very nearly ready for use. Now, the thing that surprises most people about this project is the fact that this extension is actually going to be used as a shower room. And you're all probably thinking the same thing, but won't it affect the straw? Well, surprisingly, this is not a problem. Indeed, with these walls, it's not necessary for us to waterproof because straw breathes naturally, unlike concrete, and wetness is not usually a problem. Of course, bearing in mind the eventual use of the structure, we're also fitting extractor fans. That's called for under government regulations, whatever material you build in. So, if a building like this works in this kind of location, you can see what the possibilities are for building in straw in the future. What I'm trying to do now is get together the investment to build a whole row of houses in this material. This is a much larger project, as you can imagine, but I do think it's the way forward, because the materials are not expensive and the technology is not too complicated. So it's something that communities could do for themselves, especially in urban areas. It's quite possible to build lovely two-storey, high-density dwellings at a fraction of the cost of the faceless, mass-produced construction projects that are now the norm. There's been lots of interest in straw buildings from all over Europe.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Good evening. I've come here to talk to you about the buildings I design and build, using what some people view as a somewhat unlikely material, straw. Now, as you know, straw is the dried stalks of grain plants, like wheat and barley, long used for making things like baskets and hats, and in many parts of the world as a traditional roofing material. And it makes good walls, too. Although what you see is a solid wall, it's actually constructed out of blocks made of compressed straw, which are then plastered and painted. I've only been building in the material for 5 years, but interest is certainly on the increase. I've completed 16 projects in that time, everything from retirement bungalows on the coast of Scotland to stable blocks in central London. And my latest project is an extension which I'm building onto a barn at a Scottish farm. The owner's converting it into a bed and breakfast hostel, for walkers in particular, because this area attracts a lot of visitors. It's a fairly exposed spot, so I've gone for a round construction, which will be more stable in the heavy winds that are common here than, say, a rectangular one would be. I use bales of straw, which are largish, compact blocks, manufactured in regular sizes, which you place one on top of another in a set pattern. It's not unlike laying bricks. A wider range of skills is needed because although the construction is wholly straw-based, other materials are used to hold the blocks in place. The first row of straw bales I secure into the foundations using metal pins, but after that all the pinning is done with wooden pins. I prefer them because it's a much more sustainable material and it works just as well. Then, when the wall is in place, it's covered with plaster on both the outside and inside. So what you see is a normal wall. There's no straw showing anywhere. We've put all the water pipes and the electrical wiring in behind the plaster as we build, so it's very nearly ready for use. Now, the thing that surprises most people about this project is the fact that this extension is actually going to be used as a shower room. And you're all probably thinking the same thing, but won't it affect the straw? Well, surprisingly, this is not a problem. Indeed, with these walls, it's not necessary for us to waterproof because straw breathes naturally, unlike concrete, and wetness is not usually a problem. Of course, bearing in mind the eventual use of the structure, we're also fitting extractor fans. That's called for under government regulations, whatever material you build in. So, if a building like this works in this kind of location, you can see what the possibilities are for building in straw in the future. What I'm trying to do now is get together the investment to build a whole row of houses in this material. This is a much larger project, as you can imagine, but I do think it's the way forward, because the materials are not expensive and the technology is not too complicated. So it's something that communities could do for themselves, especially in urban areas. It's quite possible to build lovely two-storey, high-density dwellings at a fraction of the cost of the faceless, mass-produced construction projects that are now the norm. There's been lots of interest in straw buildings from all over Europe.
That's the end of part two.